This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The 36th Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade on Joy 94.9. In Sydney on 2SER 107.3, Star Observer Digital Radio and online at joy.org.au.
Sponsored by Beyond Blue.
If something seems not quite right in your life, take action before the blues take over. Visit beyondblue.org.au/pride today.
Slater and Gordon.
Find the legal answers and support you need at slatergordon.com.au/... Family Law.
And Yarra Trams.
Your new E-Class tram, made in Melbourne for Melbourne. Yarratrams.com.au.
And you have been listening to the amazing 36th Annual Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade. We are right across Australia and the world. Community Radio Network, and this is 2SER. And of course, who the amazing station in Melbourne. Who are we, Jono?
We are Joy 94.9. Jono from your Tuesday Breakfast Show. Stu from Friday Drive and our special guest, John Cordwell, who's joining us up here on the balcony this evening. Still a whole heap of colour down there on the street as people make their way home or make their way along to the parade. To the party. There are a few drops of rain out there now, though. It stayed away for the parade.
Well, I think that's good. The umbrellas are out and about, but I don't think it's a little light shower, and that's not too bad. We've got a message in from Tom. Says, John C, keep doing what you do. Love it. Wouldn't mind seeing you marching in some chaps next year. What do you think about that, John?
I don't know about that. I'll have to do a few squats first and get the butt into shape.
You might. Another one says, loving the broadcast, getting the shivers with our enthusiasm. Keep on the saming. Longy in Melbourne. Thank you so much for that message. An amazing street team helped bring the broadcast here tonight. We're going to catch up with them. They're lovely enough to join us on the balcony. Rose Garden, all the way from London.
Hello.
Hello, gorgeous. Tell us what it was like down there on the street.
Absolutely amazing. And thank Joy. Thank you, Joy, for asking me to do it. It's an absolute privilege. From start to finish, it's lovely to see the people on the streets are all in a good mood and expecting a lot of fun. There's no hassle out there. People are queuing, which is quite fun. And just wanting to give you kisses, which I quite enjoy.
There were quite a few, and I saw you and Dolly getting quite a few kisses over the evening.
I think that's called desperation.
Is that on Dolly's part, darling, or?
Probably mine.
Probably.
But it's wonderful. And the diversity, the colours, the theme, obviously being with the kaleidoscope, but it was just stunning, visually stunning, and to hear everyone just be so happy out there.
It's really exciting, and great to be able to share it with 2SER. I just think it was such an amazing experience having you guys down there broadcasting. What was it like for you down there being on the street?
Oh, no, the vibe was great. The crowd were great. They were all cheering beside us, and it was just really great to get in there with them and feel what they feel down on the street level.
Did you have a favourite float or group that came past?
I really like the water polo players.
I think we'd all like a water polo player.
And who wouldn't? Now, Glenn Dalton, You had a bit of a fun time down there. Tell us about it.
Oh, look, it was fantastic. I mean, just some of the imagination that goes into some of those floats is rather incredible. I mean, one of my favourites was definitely the Sydney Crossings, you know, with the people dressed in different coloured overalls holding placards and making the Rainbow Crossing as they were marching along. I think that was a definite highlight.
Your description that they look like little Mario Brothers.
Yeah, they did. They looked like Mario. Brothers, exactly, because they had a little cap on and they had the overalls. It was fabulous.
How hard was it keeping Dolly Diamond in check?
Oh my god, well, you're exactly right. When they're like kissing, people are like lining up to them for photos and kisses and stuff like that. At one point, there's this guy and he was like just sort of I don't know, he just lingered around, and Dolly turned and he goes, he's so drunk. Well, anyway,
did you have a great time there, Dolly?
Oh, yeah, I definitely did. I think we, being down there and being that involved in it, it really is infectious. I think one of the people sent in a message saying that we sounded excited, and so they obviously loved listening to it. How could you not? How could you not be excited by that? I love to pee flag mums and dads.
Oh.
And of course, they were either with their children or they were holding up a sign saying, I love my gay son or my gay daughter. And how wonderful is that? You know, I mean, how far of have we come as a society when you can march in the Mardi Gras parade and do that and be so proud of your son or your daughter? We've got to spread that along the world, haven't we?
We do, and let's face it, Mum or Dad are going to pay for the, you know, the hotel and the flight, you know.
I'm going to go on to the party. You yes. should go home.
You should go home.
Because you won't be proud of me in a minute.
We're all across the Community Radio Network in Australia and across our Twitter as well. Got to say hello to Glenn, Scotty and Limo from Switch 1197. They've turned their studio into a pizza party whilst listening to us.
Lovely.
Maybe they could deliver some pizza up here.
Please. We're Linda's at the Flinders Hotel. Hotel.
Yeah. I spoke to them earlier in the night and they've got very sexy voices.
Wow, very lucky.
Our tweets tonight have reached over 1.3 million people, which I think is amazing. We are trending on Twitter and you can look at all the photos and all the action from the parade by following hashtag Mardi Gras Joy. All the Joy 94.9 Facebook page, there's a whole heap of photos up there. We're still continuing with the broadcast and going through some of the highlights of the parade and some of our favourite times that we've seen. From 2SER, Jamie, what was the best thing you saw down there on the street tonight?
It's kind of hard to pick, really. I'd say the outfits generally, but maybe more the lack of outfits were probably a bit of a better go. Oh, all right. I'm getting the
you're getting the finger in a nice way.
The finger, as it were. Yeah, no. But also all the different communities. All the you know, you had the Japanese float down there. You had the Thai float down there. The Italian float. It was just nice seeing so many cultures come together and celebrate what is a really beautiful night.
And so much variation in costume as well, because some people have gone all out with feathers and big elaborate costumes, and other people have just chucked on a pair of undies.
Yes, or not even that in some cases, which is okay. We're fine with that here.
I'm loving the painted bodies and the pasties. I just think that's beautiful.
Now,
so proud.
Did you see a nice breast down there?
I saw many nice breasts.
You know what, though? One thing about, I will say about everyone in that, it wasn't all about body beautiful. There was a lot of gorgeous, obviously, and I shall go to bed remembering that. But there was also all shapes and sizes, like we say, and that I really liked. And they were wearing some skimpy costumes, and it didn't matter if you wiggled or you woggled. You just did it, didn't you? And that's... I like that a lot.
I love the leather part.
I love the leather.
The guys and the girls walking by there. They are hot. And like you say, Dolly, they are completely big, small, short, tall. It's just gorgeous,
and
isn't it?
And what a warm-up, though, they are with the dykes on the bikes. What a warm-up, because everyone can hear them down the road, can't you? And you know that they're on their way, and they really get everybody going. But I also think I threw roses. You know, we got all emotional when we saw the reaction to the military and all of those sort of armed forces, because they're the ones that are out and proud in a difficult situation, isn't it? It's not always easy to be out and proud when you're in something like the army. Amazing advancements over the years with all that sort of stuff. And there was a lot of trans people as well. I mean, it is Mardi Gras parade, and I don't know, but I think everybody was represented and represented proudly, and I like that.
And Dolly, as far as the tolerance thing goes, I think whether it's been Mardi Gras before or any event where there's such a large amount of people, there's a little bit of ugliness that comes about. There's a jostle or the police. I just have not seen, for the first time ever at a crowd, anything down there at all.
You're exactly right. And, I mean, you know, it's now, obviously, that there may be the people, the louts and things like that going home. But for that parade, it was done brilliantly. I've done a few of these, come and watched and sort of thing, and I think that's the best one I've ever been involved with.
I will also say that the political part, and often particularly the Liberals get booed, but they didn't this year. They were all holding signs that said change from within, to try and bring about change to marriage equality from within, and got applause. Yeah. And I don't think I've ever seen that before.
I think that's fantastic. And Penny Wong marching for the first time too.
Yeah, seeing Penny Wong down there, but with the Liberals, Mayor of Randwick, Scott Nash, openly gay man, part of the Liberals. So lovely seeing him down there with his partner celebrating. It doesn't matter what political party you're from, we're all here to celebrate the same thing, and that's what's so great about the Mardi Gras. Yes.
The Russian float, though, I don't know about everybody else, but I was really upset. I mean, it's inspirational to see, but it's really upsetting to know what's happening over there.
It brings home the reality that we're celebrating this. We we've got 100,000 people on the street. We've got, you know, gay and lesbian people celebrating being gay and lesbian, and then we've got the situation in Russia. So.
Yeah, it's all on a gay radio station.
Oh, yeah, that's
gay,
exactly
that's
right.
Gay radio
yeah.
station, and you know, and you know, but the, I think we had that great big ugly paper mache head, didn't we?
Putin on the Ritz.
Oh, my word.
We all wanted to go and get it.
But it is great that we have this vehicle to help them and to make this statement and to, you know, not be interested and just worry about what we're doing, but really worry about what's happening around the world. So that's heartening.
Now, it's not around the world, but it is in Geelong. Lisa's checked in. She says it's been an awesome broadcast. She wishes she was here with us. And another one, I'm not sure who it says, thanks, Joy. Felt like I didn't miss Mardi Gras this year. John Caldwell, you rock. You and Sue are a maze. Sorry, Jono.
I'm getting rid of this John Caldwell person.
No, it's
I don't know who he is. But yeah. I do know that there is an amazing team that have helped put together tonight, and it's been such an honour to be a part of that team. Our producers, Andrew Thorpe and Sarah Kalia, have worked their sequin buttons off. Buttons? That'd be something like that.
It's got to be a word we're allowed to
buttocks
say.
Buttocks off tonight, and we do appreciate their support. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. You guys from 2SER know all too well how much work goes on behind the scenes.
But obviously that's not as important as the work that we've done.
I'll let you know when we get to our column. Now, here on at the lovely Flinders Hotel, we'd like to thank them for our support. I'm really not getting it right now, but I don't really care.
We're thanking them for our support.
Yes, that's
well
the
done.
One.
Maybe hey, I should thank them for their support too.
I saw the dogs on bikes. It's myself, Jono. Gorgeous
that's me.
Working with you. Yeah,
it's been gorgeous working with you too.
Thank
Let's
you.
Get a show.
Let's get a show. John Caldwell, well, we accepted you here as part of our team tonight. It was lovely having you on board.
Thanks. I think I threw myself in you though. I don't know. You don't know you had much of an option.
Dolly and Rose, I want to talk about your feet for a minute because you're sitting here and you've taken your shoes off. You've taken the heels off.
Yeah.
There were so many people walking up that parade route tonight doing routines in heels and walking the whole kilometre.
I did say earlier that flats would probably be better because there were some girls, that I'm using the term loosely, that were walking like Bambi on ice. It was, and they're going to be in. They are going to be in such pain tomorrow.
Yes. One girl even broke into our little fenced off area and just took her shoes off and sat down for about 10 minutes and then walked out the back.
Can I just get the team to turn around, look off the balcony? There's a couple of boys running down the street in mankinis.
Nice.
Now, it is pouring with rain in Sydney now. It stayed away for the actual parade, but now the rain is coming down.
Beautiful.
We've got a couple of boys running down Flinders Street in mankinis. They're not going to get their clothes wet because they're not really wearing many.
See, God does love the gays.
He does. He's washing them all clean after the Mardi Gras
He's helping with the clean-up now.
It's a wet T-shirt competition.
Hey, Jenna, what about next year?
Now, Glenn Dalton, thank you for being on the street. Amazing job, Danny. Thank
Always
you so
pleasure.
Much.
Thank you.
Dolly Diamond.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Leave it a while, I think.
Rose Garden, all the way from England. Thank you for joining
us. And hello,
Sunbaum,
if you're listening out there in Radio Land and United Kingdom.
Sophie, 2SER, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you. It was an absolute pleasure to lose my Mardi Gras virginity here.
Aww. And what a way to do it.
The night is still young.
You're feeling all right.
Jamie, thank you again, 2SER. So amazing working with you.
Not a worry, guys. Thank you so much.
Anastasia and Kyriakos have made their way down to the street as well, joining us tonight. So lovely to have them as part of the team.
I wouldn't mind adding that if you've enjoyed the broadcast, what a wonderful way to be able to show how much you've enjoyed it by becoming a Joy member. That would be nice.
That would be lovely.
Because, you know, it's those sort of memberships that keep us on the air.
Yeah.
You could also do that with 2SER, but I won't promote that as much as I will about Joy.
Joy does, of course, broadcast in Melbourne. We've got to say thank you to the tech team back in Melbourne tonight who have been pushing the buttons there and making sure that we are going live to air. We have got Adam.
You're thinking of later, aren't you?
There is Adam and Sarah back there in Sydney. And on the tech team back in Melbourne.
Ooh,
and
really?
Tech team back in Melbourne.
David Moyle, the beautiful David Moyle, has made sure that we've all sounded fantastic tonight. Arvi, thank you so much for pushing all the buttons and being love to us when we've got it all wrong. Gorgeous Josh, who's standing in the doorway now. He's a very calm tech person and we love him very much. Our amazing social media team, Betty and Susan, thank you so much. They've shared all the photos with us. And our social media team in Melbourne, we've got Adam and Sarah. Thank you so much. It's been an amazing broadcast, Jono.
It has been, I think,
I think it's been fabulous. The Flinders Hotel have looked after us very well.
Wonderful, haven't they?
Well, I think we've only got one more thing to say, really.
Happy Mardi Gras.
I think we need to say Happy Mardi Gras in the biggest way possible with sequins in our voices. Is that possible?
Yes, I can do that.
Glenn Dalton, that's up to you then, darling.
Well, sequins in my voices. Yeah. I don't know about that, but it has been fabulous. So well done to everyone.
Yeah, good night, everybody, and thank you very much for listening. Thank you. Happy Mardi Gras!
The 36th Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade on Joy 94.9. In Sydney on 2SER 107.3, Star Observer Digital Radio and online at joy.org.au.
Sponsored by Beyond Blue.
If something seems not quite right in your life, take action before the blues take over. Visit beyondblue.org.au/pride today.
Slater and Gordon.
Find the legal answers and support you need at slatergordon.com.au/family law.
And Yarra Trams.
Your new E-Class tram made in Melbourne for Melbourne. yarratrams.com.au.
Joy 94.9 is real voices, real radio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.